Welcome aboard, everybody. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. For those of you who are new to our show, we are a show about boating, everything to do with boating. In the future here, we will have some great guests, ranging from Minnesota DNR to, and we'll be talking about exotic species, regulations, so on and so forth. We'll have many other guests. Again, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Those that have followed us in the past, this is probably what our, I think we're about a year and a half or so
into
the radio stuff. This is our first, my first show on the Big Q. So it's a little new experience for me. Now I suppose I should introduce myself. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a marina on the St. Croix River. We are a third generation owned and operated, family-owned and operated marina, located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. And now, a man who really doesn't need any introduction, but I think we better do it anyhow. He is sitting on my port side, for those of you who are boaters, which would be my left side. John?
Well, I'll step in for that no introduction guy anyway. But hey, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're located downtown Stillwater, 575 Main Street North. We sell really nice used houseboats, cruisers, yachts, center consoles, trawlers, you name it, we'll sell it. If we don't have it, we're like realtors, we'll find it. We work with other brokers. Our website is TetzloffYachtSales.com. Again, that's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F, YachtSales.com. It's not a common name, but once you hear it, you don't forget it. 651-214-9463, 651-214-9463. We've got a great Facebook page. We put our boats on there. I have to mention that we are on our new station, the Big Q. You know, we did about 60 shows on the other station, but here we are, the Big Q. We're now on FM, so our rich wine-sounding voices will come through. We have the faces for the radio.
That's why we're in the radio business.
But we have the radio voice. Come on now, we're it. But no, we're very happy that they allowed us to come on and continue our show. We're in FM, and it's going to be the same deal. You can hear us. We're going to be biweekly, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on the Big Q, 95.9.
That's right.
Okay, and that was Travis. He is, and you're a DJ here.
3 to 7, yep, on the afternoons.
Monday through Friday. Cool.
They actually pay me to do it. Crazy.
There you go. Good guy, and he's helping us out here. But again, you can hear, if you can't get up and hear it at 8 o'clock, you can hear it by going to their website and explain to them what they need to do there.
Their website is bigqradio.com. So when you guys are on 8 in the morning on Saturdays, you can go on there and listen live, or else we will have it podcasted as well right after you guys are done with it. So
yeah,
either way, you can find it at bigqradio.com.
Yeah, and so. 95.9.
Yep.
They can hear it.
That's right.
And if not, they can go to the website.
Yep.
Perfect. So I also have to mention that I was named, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, I should say, was named Boat Dealer of the Year, Reader's Choice. They did not have a choice to pick from. They had to write in Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And so we are very proud that we were able to get that award. We took it away from a big dealer up in Wyoming, Minnesota, that's won it 2 or 3 years in a row. And when they called and told me I won, I was beside myself with, so I was very happy.
And congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment. And you should see him, folks. He's patting himself on the back.
So. Well, you know, when you're in sales, you have to do that because you don't hear a lot of it. But anyway, no, we're very happy and proud that that we won it. And then again, we're proud that we're working with Wolf Marine and, you know, all the experience that they have throughout the years. And we're going to tap into that here, talking about what's going on the St. Croix here anyway. What do you think about what's going on, Eric?
Yeah, right now, just after the 4th of July, hard to believe that it's past the 4th of July already. You know, high water is kind of the big story on the river right now. It's unfortunate that we've had high water for most of the season here. But, you know, nevertheless, it's been in the up into the no wake zone. So it's been above the 683 level for quite some time now. But I'm still encouraging people to get out on their boats and enjoy them. Just because you have to go slow doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. We've had, over the 4th of July, a lot of rain. Everybody knows it rained most of the day. Somebody was looking up over us, so for the fireworks time. Opened up, cleared up, became a beautiful evening, great display down in the Stillwater where we're at. So there are a few boats out there. It seemed like it was a little slower than years past, and I guess I have to contribute it not only to the high water, the bad weather that was happening for most of the day, and also that the 4th of July fell on a Wednesday, which is kind of odd. So for our business, you know, we had half the people taken off the week prior, and we have the other half of the people are taking the week off from Wednesday through the following Sunday. So, you know, it's it doesn't seem quite as busy as it has in the past, but I think over the overall week, I think we've done all right. It's been a pretty good week, actually. So, you know, high water right now is kind of the story, and hopefully we can get this rain to quit.
Yeah, and you know what? You're buying a cabin on the water. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people are buying a cabin on the water. So if you don't want to go boating, you can sit on the water. What's better than having a beverage, playing a game, maybe even watching a movie, falling asleep on the water, waking up on the water, and everything that goes in between all that? It's a good time. You're spending that money on your boat. Get down there, and if you don't even take it out, enjoy yourself. And you know, you've got all the folks on the dock that are down there having a good time. It's just all it is a good time. And if, like Eric said, if you want to go out and putz, I call it cocktail speed. You know, hey, you're not going to spill your drink. Of course, the captain's not going to be drinking.
That's right.
But the rest of the crew can have a beverage and not spill and enjoy themselves. I mean, you're on a cabin on the water.
And the other thing that I like to promote a little bit here also, you know, there's a lot of people that are on the St. Croix, all the way from Prescott to Stillwater, who have never been north of the Stillwater Bridge. You know, the Stillwater Bridge north is not marked on the river. There's no buoys, no channel markers, no nothing. So people are a little reluctant to go there because, you know, it's not marked well, and it's a little tricky in normal water conditions. With the high water, I encourage people to go north. I mean, to me, it's probably the most beautiful, most scenic area of this whole St. Croix River. And right now, you don't really have to worry about anything other than some floating debris. I was out over the 4th, and there was some floating debris, but of course, we're going at slow speeds, no wake areas, no wake speed. So be aware of the floating debris. Go and explore north. You can go as far as the Soo Line High Bridge. It's beautiful. Get up there and check it out.
Yeah, it is beautiful up there, and you're right. It's, what is it, about how high is it?
Right now, we're probably about 7 foot high.
Seven feet?
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, yep. So yeah, get up there and check it out because it is beautiful. And hey, we're going to bring up the reason why Eric wasn't here the first time is because someone called you to take care of those floating toilets.
Yes, we do have the contract that we care for the National Park Service's floating toilets, and they were a bit concerned, as they should have been, and one of the personnel on the Park Service made the right call to have us go up and remove them off of their moorings up there. So, yeah, unfortunately, I missed the first show because we considered it an emergency situation because the water was coming up fast and furious, and that's where I was. Unfortunately, I missed the very first show.
Yeah, well,
at the big queue.
Yeah, well, you know, we had the important person here. No, I'm just joking. No, the Wolf family's been around, and they're the experts in this show. So, no, it's an honor to be with those guys, and I'm learning a lot from the show just listening to Eric here talk about everything that's going on. And what do you think about this? I mean, as far as how long this water has been high, I mean, has this been an unusual?
It has been unusual. It's not unheard of. You know, we've had other years in past, but this year particular, it usually goes up and comes down rather fast. This year, it's lasted longer than what I've seen in the past. So I know there's been at least a couple other 4th of Julys where we've had the water up into the no-wake zone. And of course, for the 4th, but it has came down relatively timely manner, but this one here seems to be hanging on.
Well, yeah, every once in a while we get that dang rain, you know, starts going down, and all of a sudden we get that crazy rain. But, you know, again, like I said, get on your boat. You know, they're waterproof.
Oh, yeah.
you're going to stay dry. Yep. Enjoy the boat. Come on down and use your boat. And if you want to go out in the rain, go out in the rain. It's not that, it's not that big of a deal. I've done it. In fact, I kind of like driving in the rain if it's not crazy rain.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of nice to sit back and maybe let someone else drive so you can have your beverage, because we are the safety show here. We don't want anybody doing anything silly out there.
No.
You have to, you know, to have fun, but be safe.
Rain is one thing, but
common sense.
Lightning is the other. You know,
if
we have a lightning storm, get off the river. That's plain and simple. But fun little story. On the 4th of July, I was about to go out, and I have a neighbor of mine who's two boats down from mine. He was just coming in as I was going out, and I looked at him, and I said, you know, now that it's nice, you're coming in. And they kind of laughed, and they said, yeah, you know, they've been through the two rain squalls that came through earlier in the day, and big smiles on their face. You know, they still were out and enjoying it, and we talked briefly, and he said, you know, if we waited and waited for the absolute perfect weather, we'd never go out.
That's right.
So, but I was fortunate. I had to work all that day, and by the time I was done with work, it the sun came out, and it was beautiful.
And, you know, I have to mention that we have a great sponsor, and I know I mentioned him last time. It's Aircraft and Marine Insurance in Burnsville, Minnesota. They have been around since 1982, and as the name says, Aircraft and Marine, that's basically all they do. And tell me, I'm going to tell you right now that I would love to sell a boat that needs a helicopter landing pad on it so they could cover both. That would make my day. But anyway, Kevin is the guy to call out there. Kevin's been around with the company for a long time. The number there is 952-890-1124. That's 952-890-1124. And those guys will take care of your needs. That's Aircraft and Marine Insurance in Burnsville. Give them a call. They will take care of whatever you need for your boating and, hey, well, I'm just going to say boating. The heck with the airplane.
Yeah.
Needs.
Boating's the important thing, since we are known as a boating show.
That's right. So, looks like we're coming up to our first half, ending our first half. My name's John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463.
Eric Wolf, co-owner, Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is at 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And we will stay tuned here because we'll be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. Welcome back, everybody, to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're on the Big Q. We're very, very happy to be on the Big Q, and that's 95.9 FM. They also have a couple other stations that you can listen to it.
Yeah, we're on. You can also get us on AM 1300 and FM 107.5 up in the Princeton area. If you're around Forest Lake in that area, you can kind of get in St. Paul too as well. 95.9 is the best one for you. Yep.
Great. Okay, and that is FM, folks. I know the last time we were on it was AM, but this is FM, so it's going to come in a lot better and sound a lot better. Again, John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463. We're at 575 Main Street North, downtown Stillwater, kind of on the north end. We sell used houseboats, cruisers, yachts, trawlers, and center consoles. And on my starboard side,
I am Eric Wolf. As I had alluded to earlier, I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. So if you've got a boat in that size, give us a call at 651-439-2341. Ashley is our keeper of the office down there, so you'll probably be speaking with Ashley. She will help you out if she can. Here we are. We're already midsummer and after the 4th of July, and we do have some prorated rates for boats. A lot of the slips are going, so don't delay. If nothing else, get your slip for next year already. Get a slip for the remainder of this year, and that will assure you that you'll have that slip for next year. Like I said, many of the slips are already sold out, so don't delay. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. Talk to Ashley. Hopefully she can help you out.
And I'm going to mention one more time our sponsor. Very happy to have Aircraft and Marine Insurance out of Burnsville, Minnesota. They, as the name says, they do aircraft and marine. And if you're going to buy a boat, definitely call Kevin, and he'll take care of you. The rates are good. They'll beat anybody out there. So give them a call. And again, that's Marine and Aircraft Insurance, and out in Burnsville, and they'll help you out. I have to pat myself on the back for this because winning that award, Boat Dealer of the Year for 2018, the Reader's Choice Award, it's a pretty big deal, and I understand how we won it because we work hard, and I want to take care of people before and after the sale. And I think 99.9% of the time we accomplish it. There's always going to be a few where somebody's not going to be happy. But we, if that happens, we want to know about it because we want to address it and make it right. And a couple times that's happened. But I've probably sold 800 boats in my life here, boating sales life. And I think, like I said, 99.9% of the time, it's all worked out good. But we're very happy to have won that award.
Yeah, and I have to say, yeah. This person right here is one of your clients. So I have sold a boat or two through John, and I have also bought a boat one for sure that I've bought through him. And that's the present boat that I have. He sold my 3888 motor yacht, and that was a few years back now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice went boat. Through the college phase with my daughter, so I downsized a little bit, and I now own a 24-foot Sea Ray. Very happy with it.
Yeah, nice boat. That's been, and you have a little history with that boat. It's been at your marina for a while.
It's been at our marina, in and out of the marina a couple times, but I did know the original owner of it, and I knew how well he had cared for it, and that, to me, that means a lot. I like to have a boat that's been well cared for, and I'll tell you right now, it is being well cared for.
Oh, yeah. Well, the boats I've sold for you are the way I like all my boats to be when I have them listed. They're clean. Everything works. They look good. Nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, I have to tell you a funny little story, though. As I had mentioned, I went out on the 4th of July. Excuse me. And I went down to Bayport for dinner with another couple. Of course, I went through the whole checklist before I went out onto the boat and made sure everything was working. And get down to Bayport, and on my way back, I turn on my lights, and my front running light would not work.
Uh-oh.
So I knew I didn't have a chance on the 4th of July of making it back. I made it back as far as Stillwater, and the boys in blue paid me a little visit. Best people in the world, you know, we tried to get the lights to work, and of course I couldn't get it to work, and he didn't give me a ticket, which he could have, and I probably, you know, well-deserved, I guess, but I did everything right. I tried everything before I left, and everything worked, and unfortunately, when I was out on the water and needed them, they didn't work.
Yeah.
So he gave me, it told me what I had to do. I had to have a light on the front, so we used the spotlight, pointed it down at the water, and made it. I was 1 mile away from port, so wasn't that big a deal. But, of course, the next day, I took the screwdriver, opened it up, and it was just a bad connection on the bulb. And those things happen, but what are the odds? Me going out and getting pulled over, I try to be as safe as I can and do everything as legal as I can, but here I am. I get pulled over.
You always worry that that's going to happen, because when I do all these sea trials and everything, I want to make sure all the life jackets are on here and everything is good to go, because you just don't want to be pulled over.
No.
It's the last thing in the world you want to happen.
No, and they were doing their job, and I give them credit for it, and they were nice enough not to give me a ticket and just tell me what to do, and I did exactly what they wanted me to do, and things were good.
Yeah, that's cool. So anyway, you know, I wanted to talk about the boats I've been selling. Even with the high water and all that, I've been busy. I mean, my record for the year is 77 boats. I think I'm at 55 right now. And I've got, I sell, you know, all the way into October. So, I mean, I think we're going to break that record. People, and maybe it's because they couldn't get on the water. And maybe it was that late winter anticipation. People are saying, man, I'm going to get out there. Life's too short. And that's exactly it. Life is too short, man. Hey. If you're thinking about buying a boat and putting it in a marina at Wolf, do it. Man, life is too short. And you know what? It's the best time in the world. You get out there with friends, you have a good time, and you go home Sunday night, and all week long, you can't wait to get back down to that
Absolutely.
Boat. That's all you think about.
Yeah.
Because before I got into this business, I was one of them. And that's all I thought about all week long.
And I'm one that I have to get out of the marina, because if I sit in the marina, it's like work to me. But as soon as I'm out of that harbor, it's a whole new world for me, and I thoroughly enjoy it. For me, just personally, I have to get out of the marina. A lot of my clients just love to sit on the dock, sit right in their boat on the dock.
Oh, yeah.
And like John had said earlier, that there's no closer lakefront property than sitting on your boat in the slip. You are on the water.
That's right.
Throw a fishing line out back. It's super relaxing.
You never know what you're going to catch out of the St. Croix.
You never know. No.
And you guys have a lot of fish in your area.
We do. It's funny. Last year, I had a guy just sitting on his boat at night and had a night crawler, I believe, rig on, and he caught about a 4-foot sturgeon right off the back of
his
boat.
Wow. What do you do with it?
He released it, but I think they took some pictures of it.
Can you keep those?
I think they can. I'm not a big sturgeon fisherman, so I don't know. It was quite a thrill for him. It took him a while to get it in.
At night, that'd be kind of scary to see that sucker coming out of the water.
Yeah, it would have been, yes.
They're prehistoric, aren't they? They've been around for I don't know how long.
Dinosaur age.
Yeah, they have.
Yep.
My age. Anyway, I wanted to talk about a few boats. Again, it's been busy. What I want to mention is I am opening up a new office, and I'm going to get a new another broker down there to work it. But it's going to be in Prescott. At Miss Croix Marina, right where the Mississippi and the St. Croix meet down there. I'm going to be in the office down there, and really, really great place down there. Like I said, it's beautiful down there too. Mississippi and the St. Croix meet there. You can kind of see the line where they meet. But anyway, it's going to be down there. It's going to be opening up sometime this month. So I am looking for a person to kind of run the office down there or work out of the office down there. And, you know, we'll do some background checks. I want to make sure that the person that's going to be on a boat with a young couple and kids are legitimate, good folks, which most of the boaters are. I'm going to do a background check, maybe 5 or 7 year employment record. We'll do probably a drug test and things like that. I just want to make sure the person that we have is going to be top notch.
Good qualified personnel.
Yeah.
And that's what all our businesses are built on. So, you know, I can't say enough about my employees.
You have a good crew.
Yeah. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be as well known as successful as we are.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. So anyway, I wanted to mention a boat I've got down in La Crosse. It's a 60-foot skipper liner. Beautiful boat. Right now, the owner just is not using it. It's a 2005, low hours. It's a double decker. It's just gorgeous. And, you know, we're asking $369,900 for it. And somebody needs to check that boat out. Somebody needs to buy it. And if you want to entertain, if you want to use it for business, this boat is just set up for it. It's got everything and anything that you would ever think of in a boat. And if you want to entertain, you can put it in your business name. You can write it off. But it's a real nice boat. Obviously, it's got air conditioning and heat and the generator. So when they're offshore, you can run everything. It's got a great big galley. It's like a home. I mean, it's really like a nice condo.
It's probably better equipped than most houses.
Yeah, it is. Some of the systems on there I look at and I said, you know, I'm going to, you know, there's a person I know that can run through these with you because it's beyond me.
Yeah, yeah.
But very nice boat. You know, I've got a boat going from Stillwater to Boston. It's kind of nice. I've got one going to Seattle. So I've got one going from one coast to the next coast. So, my boats mainly go probably in Minnesota, Wisconsin, but it's kind of cool when you send them out of state or maybe into Canada. I've sent them into Europe, Russia, Australia, New Zealand, and one to Mexico that came out of your marina.
That's right. I remember that. Yep. Yep. Mexico, Arizona area.
Yeah. So, well, it looks like we're coming up to the end of our second show. And as Eric alluded to in the beginning of the show, we've got some good guests. And next week we're going to have the DNR. We're going to do a live cut-in every show. Not next week. I'm sorry. It's every other week. We're going to have a DNR person on the river call in and kind of give us an update on what's going on. And we're going to have great guests like we did before. And it's going to be continuous all summer, all winter. And all that. So my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463, 575 Main Street North. And
I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Give us a call at 651-439-2341. Remember, we have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. If you have a boat in that size, give us a call. See if we have one available for you. You'll be speaking to Ashley. She is our office personnel down there. She's the one that runs the business, basically, and we just assist her. So, again, give us a call, 651-439-2341.